Our favorite time every Wednesday, it is Gardening with Sharon time. It's brought to you by Teal's Greenhouse in Bruderheim and Fort Saskatchewan. Food, foliage, and flowers. Tealsgreenhouse.ca. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Jackie Ray. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good. And good advice last week that you gave, because I checked my hanging baskets after all that rain we got last week. Mm-hmm. And you're right, some were dry.
Yeah. And the canopy of containers in the rain, because of how the plants grow, sometimes the water actually doesn't get in there very much.
If I could talk to you, too, about planters and hanging baskets, in that, you know, usually by mid-July, they start to not look as good. And I've got to be doing something wrong. What should we be doing with our planters and hanging baskets?
Well, interesting that you ask, because I just put a new blog up on my website with a free downloadable PDF on how to tend hanging baskets and planted containers, using the word tend. T stands for take a good look. You know how sometimes you see something but you're not really looking at it? So just take an intentional look at it and go, you know, it's like, oh, these look a little funny. So just take an intentional look when you're just looking at your plant. On my PDF, it has all those things to look at, and you start to get into just a bit of a routine. When you look at your plants, you actually see them. You know what I mean?
Okay, so that's T. What does E stand for?
E stands for ensure that there's enough moisture. So the guideline here is to check for moisture every day. You don't water every day, but check for moisture every day and then water if they're dry. And then again, I have all the criteria on what that looks like, what dry looks like. But you never want to get plants to a flagging, totally dried out state, because it's just not good for their health. I have a quick little water saving hack though. And that's to put a little bit of mulch on the soil of your hanging baskets and containers. Even if it's an inch or an inch and a half, it keeps it just a little cooler and a little moisture. It just reduces some of the evaporation. Oh. I always do that to my hanging baskets and containers.
Ah, good tip. Okay, so we've got T, E. What is N?
N stands for nutritional needs are met. So a well-nourished plant is a healthy plant, right? So it's like fertilize hanging baskets and containers weekly.
Oh, weekly. Okay. I'm doing a lot of things wrong here. And and finally, D.
D stands for deadhead and encourage growth. So deadhead is an old term for an old dried up flower. So take off those dried up flowers, because what they're going to do is they're going to make seeds, right? So that's the business of plants, is reproduction, right? So if you kind of frustrate them, right? And you take off those old flowers so they keep making new ones. That's why.
Okay, so the free downloadable PDF, go to Gardening with Sharon. I'm going to do that now, because I got to tend to this a little bit better than I've been doing.
You're doing fine.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, Jackie Ray.